Hello, and welcome to another episode of Painfully Honest. I'm your host, Philip Whaling, and I'm back again. Oh, I just feel swell, you know? I'm a real mix of emotions right now. I'm like part confused, which I shouldn't be confused because everything has been so clearly stated. But I guess the confusion is coming from I still feel like it's not real, and I still feel like, you know, our story isn't done together. I'm very much so sad, but it hasn't really hit or sunk in fully yet, so I'm kind of just waiting for that. And then the other part of me is kind of happy that I'm dealing with it so well, at least initially. Or like, normally my go-to is to get fucked up and to just numb everything so that I don't have to deal with it, and I haven't done that, so I feel good about that, and I'm not going to do that. And I really kind of want to go into this like head first and deal with it healthily, because I don't think I've ever tried that approach. I mean, I did last time we broke up, but as far as my other breakups have gone in the past, I've always just got drunk or got high or went and slept with someone, or multiple someones to kind of like mask the pain that I was feeling. So I'm going to embrace it, but not dwell in it. That's my goal, is to, because I have tended to in the past, you know, dwelled in my sadness and, you know, thrown a pity party for myself. So I want to feel the sadness for a little bit, or for however long I need to, but then not, like, sit in it for too long. And I'm also really wanting to change my perspective on it and be grateful. So like I said, I just feel it like in my gut, that this isn't the end for us, that it's just more of like a pause on our story. But regardless, I want to feel grateful for the time that we had together, because I feel like I'm a much better person now, and I feel like we've learned a lot from each other, and it all worked out for the best. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, you know? It's, I can choose to be, you know, spiteful or hateful or anything like that, but why would I do that when I still love her and I still have nothing but good feelings for her? So yeah, I'm gonna be grateful for the time that we spent together. I'm gonna be, hopeful that we have more time together, but yet realistic. I'm not gonna just, you know, hold myself up and not talk to anyone. I gotta keep, like, doing things, and I don't know. I'm just still kind of working through this in my head, and I am gonna not stop doing the things that we did together, and I've said this before, but normally I kind of, like, cross off the places that we went together and never, like, go to them again, but it's like, why would I do that? Like, if I still enjoy those places, and if I still feel some sort of, attraction to them, then I'm gonna keep going there, and if anything, now I'm gonna change it, the narrative, so that I feel happy that, you know, we spent great time here together. So it'll be like a nice little reminder of the time that we had. So yeah, that's my 2 cents for today. I was feeling really, really like down on myself and just wanted to be negative yesterday. And that's not productive at all. So yeah, I'm going to try to be positive about it. Even though it sucks, even though it feels like the worst thing ever right now. And there's just so much more that I could say and that I need to eventually say, but for right now, I think that's enough. And yeah, I love you all. Thanks for listening. And I'll be at work till 1, so maybe I'll get another quick cast in. But if not, I hope you all have a great night and stay warm and, you know, hug your loved ones, because you never know when you'll never see them again. I love you. Have a good night. Bye.